cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the offering.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the third day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 3 minutes past 7 a.m. here in the United Kingdom, and at the same time in our beloved Biafra land. I must welcome each and every one of you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. The morning following the day of our tweet, when we indeed told the world, once again reminded the Malaysian authorities who are persecuting our people of our immense formidability. I welcome you this very fine morning from here, and I ask you to do the same by asking you to tell those who are inquiring how they can listen to Radio Biafra to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. They will receive Radio Biafra on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra can also be listened to via tunein.com. If you download the TuneIn app and pin it either on your desktop or on the front screen of your phone, all you need to do to access our live transmission is by clicking on TuneIn, and you will be with us. Radio Biafra is also on radioforest.net. We are on biafrarestoration.com. We are also on BiafraVoice.com. If you go to peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you will also be able to listen to Radio Biafra live transmission this very fine morning, regardless of your time zone, regardless of the continent you're in. Regardless of what you are doing, we welcome you. This is your radio station. This is your platform. On this very platform, as I said, you will be able to attest to the goodness of the Lord. You will be able to receive this very fine gospel. You will also be able to understand what we are doing towards the unadulterated and unrelenting restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. I welcome you. I am back in the United Kingdom, albeit for a few days, because I am also required in Norway over the weekend. There are events going on there which we have to go to. And also on the 10th, we shall be congregating in Bergen. We are duty bound to support them. We do not choose our friends. Liberty and freedom are universal concepts. Wherever people are being persecuted, wherever they are not happy, it is our duty to lend our moral support and anything else we can do to bring about the existence of liberty amongst peoples. That is our creed, that is what we believe in, and that will form the cornerstone of Biafra foreign policy when we do come into full realization that we must support people seeking for their genuine freedom. There is nothing more than freedom on this very earth, and we must support those seeking it. I will welcome you this morning once again, and I will also ask you to continue to welcome other people. If you did not tweet yesterday, today is an opportunity for you to. Your battery runs flat. You must keep tweeting. You just don't need a smartphone to tweet. You can also use everything you can use to listen to Radio Biafra. Apart from satellites, you can use to tweet your smartphones, your tablet, your laptop, your mainframe computers, all these things you can use. Everything with internet accessibility, you will be able to use them to listen to Radio Biafra. And in the same margin, be able also to tweet. We want to stop the killing of our people in Malaysia. people know how dear Malaysians are to me because of what they have done and will continue to do for their country. Therefore, it is our responsibility to make sure we take care of them in this hour of need. And that is exactly what we started doing yesterday. And we must continue to do it today as well. Our Tweet Tuesday is back. Everybody must prepare. Every Tuesday, you cannot say you want your freedom. You cannot say you no longer wish to be under the burden and yoke of that very damnable zoological republic called Nigeria. You cannot say that if you are not prepared to walk, if you're not prepared to lift your finger quite literally in order for you to our prayers, our adoration, all that we do, all we have become, all that we are yet to become, we offer in full and absolute submission to the will of the Almighty God Chukwuebiama, who determined that we should come. Without God, we cannot be here. He asked us to come. He made sure I stopped everything I am doing, sacrificed everything sacrificable to ensure that I will serve His holy name through the pursuit of this very rigorous freedom for our people. Because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. By the name we give our children, by the names of our villages, you know that indeed we are the chosen children of the Most High God, Chukwuebiama. That is why we will do everything within our capability to recognize, to acknowledge, to accept very graciously that without Him we are nothing. And because of Chukwuebiama, because of God, Biafra is going to come, that the world may know that indeed He is with us. We failed because of our unpreparedness this time around. We are doing all we can. We are preparing. People are responding. Now we understand that we need Biafra more than Biafra needs us. And for that reason and that reason alone, we must go forth to do what is right before God and before mankind. And in so doing, ensure that this new country called Biafra is anchored very firmly upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty. That is why we are here. That is why we must continue to be here until Biafra comes and even beyond. The truth being propagated on this very platform will not relent. We will not stop. We will not prevaricate. We will not retreat. We will not surrender. It is either we get this Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no other alternative. Biafra is the only thing worth fighting for. We don't do it because of the living. I do not pursue Biafra because of those that are alive. I do it because of those that are dead. 5.2 million people, and amongst them over a million children who we are starved to death, who we are killed for no other reason than the fact that they are the children of the Most High God, Chukwuebiama. And for that reason and that reason alone, my obligation to the dead far outweigh that which I owe to the living. It outweighs it. Because of that, this very effort must continue. And Biafra will come, that we may know that indeed Chukwuebiama is God. Therefore, it doesn't matter how many we are, the numbers we are, with what we have been able to accomplish previously, which I can only regard as phenomenal. There is no way, there is nothing that tells me that Biafra will not come. The time has come. The gates of heaven, they are open to make sure that the abundance of grace and of blessing, of glory is bestowed upon His own children. Those are the children today we call the indigenous people of Biafra. I welcome you wherever you are. This is your platform. This is your radio station. You fund it. You support it. Therefore, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. And as always, we have told you previously that we are on a universal telephone number. That number is +44208133996. And I expect the barrister to come to me via this same line as well. Please, barrister, if you're listening, I expect the very eminent barrister Anthony Atlow, barrister members, to please come through to me via +44208133996. The previous number he calls me with is currently indisposed for reasons best known to us. That is the best way I can put it. The number to call once again is +44208133996. We are also on Skype. We have two Skype lines, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Any of those platforms, if you call it, if you add us, if as long as you place a call through to us, we will be able to very graciously accept your call. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I will proceed in a short while to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But as we told you, that the zoo itself called Nigeria is a haven of liars. So are we going to prove to you this morning, because Bama has fallen. They have taken it over. The flag of ISIS is flying there, and our people are still dreaming. They are still sleeping. If you don't know what is coming, please look at the template. If you don't know what the whole life in the zoo called Nigeria portends for you. Go and look at Iraq. ISIS is sweeping through the whole place. Al-Shabaab, or whatever they are called, are occupying the governments of Eastern Africa and Central Africa as well. Boko Haram has come with the sponsorship of the elite. No, when I mean elite, I don't mean in terms of intellect. I mean elite in terms of criminality and the ability to loot, to cheat, to pillage, and to kill. If you look at what the so-called elite of the Hausa Fulani is doing by sponsoring Boko Haram, giving them unfettered access to finance, you will understand that we are in very severe mess. Sanusi Lamido, whatever his name is, when he was the central bank governor, was the person who made sure that every Boko Haram money was cleaned up before getting to the international market. You don't know that Boko Haram are investing abroad in stocks and shares to ensure that they will have ceaseless access to cash flow with which to be able to buy weapons to kill you. How many Catholic churches have been taken over? How many Christians have been killed? How many Biafrans are we still mourning today who have been killed? How many dead bodies do you have in Lagos? This is open. Over 1,000 Igbo corpses in Lagos. They cannot come home. How many of you are being buried in mass graves in the northern part of this very damnable Mohammedan Emirate of the North? How many of you are languishing in jails all over the world? How many of you are doing cleaning jobs with your PhDs? How many of you are running about looking for papers, even looking for a grandmother to marry in order for your papers to be normalized? How many of us will continue to suffer this way, and for how long? I ask, for how long are we going to live like wretched people? We only visit home, if we're very lucky, 2 weeks in 10 years. You go to your father's compound only 2 weeks in 10 years. That is not the way to live as a human being. That is not proper. That is not right. That is what we are here to change, and that is why you must support us in so doing, that Biafra may come. Now you understand that you owe Biafra more than Biafra ever owes you, that is the only way that will lead us to salvation. That is why to us, Biafra will and must remain our religion. As long as we worship God in truth and honesty, as long as we do not lie, we do not cheat, we do not deceive, as long as we come with very clean heart, as long as our hands are clean, as long as we invite Chukwu Abiama, who can only see in the dark, to inspect our mind, our soul, our hearts, to understand that we are pure, we are clean, that we are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow. There is no way that Biafra will not come. Biafra must come, and in so doing, usher in the reign of goodness and kindness upon all mankind. People should not mind the fact that we are presently located in the darkest part of Africa, where people all around us cannot grasp the finest nuances of civilization. People are incapable of understanding what it takes to run a civilized society. We are not developed in terms of technology, in terms of our built environment. We have no sewage system. There is no electricity. There is no medicum at all of any potable water being distributed. Nothing is happening. No functional education system, no healthcare, nothing is happening at all. When the president falls sick, he travels to Germany. When my grandmother falls sick in the village, where is she going to travel to? These are people without conscience. These are those that call themselves politicians, but in essence are mere criminals infused with primitive tendency to steal, to pillage, to loot. That is the hallmark of an average, pot-bellied, useless politician from Black Africa. As black as their soul is. Very, very sad. Very, very disheartening. Very, very painful. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. I have said it before and I'll continue to say it. If you don't know how to invite other people to join what we are doing, you need to text them. Send bulk text messages. You can even announce it on Twitter. You can send emails. It is not difficult. I am listening to Radio Biafra. Come and listen with me as well. Tell them how they can get it. You can use Facebook as well. You can announce it on your wall. You can send inboxes to people. I don't know how come we are so lazy. Do you know why Caucasians are very, very successful? White people, do you know why they are successful? It's because they never, ever give up. They keep going until they succeed. How many of us can send men upon what is in essence a bomb to try and explore the outer space. Most of you today are using mobile phones, enjoying it. Oh, I'm on mobile phone. Can you see me on WhatsApp? Can you see me on Tango? I'm on Viber. I called you on Tango. You didn't answer me. I called you on Viber. Do you know how they came about? Do you know that there will be no Tango, there will be no Viber without the presence of satellites orbiting this very earth? Are you aware of that? That those satellites are in outer space. Do you know human beings went there to go and put them up? Do you know that the mobile phone you're enjoying today, watching YouTube, enjoying this, do you know people suffered and died that you may have YouTube, that you may be able to receive Facebook on your handheld devices? Do you know that? Do you know that without the presence of satellite in outer space, these things will not be possible? Do you know that people are listening to Radio Biafra right now across 5 continents of the world because of the presence of satellite in outer space? How did they get there? Do you think it's magic? Yuri Gagarin of Russia went into outer space. He was sitting on nothing. It was a bomb, in fact, the rocket he was sitting on. Sputnik, I think it was called, went to outer space to go and explore. And then after that, the Americans followed suit by going to the moon, so we are told. Today you have, I'll call it hundreds of satellites running around this very earth, giving you your sat-nav, your tum-tum, giving you direction. They are the ones asking you, which shop do you want to go and shop, so they can tell you the nearest restaurant, the nearest petrol station. How do you think those things became possible? They became possible because there are satellites in outer space. Do you know how many people we are blown up trying to go to space? Do you know how many times they had engine failures trying to go to outer space? Yet they did not stop trying until today. You have your smart devices through which you can receive Radio Biafra via outer space. It is not good to quit. That is the problem with Black Africa. We love quitting. We don't have the mental strength to sustain any battle, any campaign. We love quitting. We love to quit. We love life so much, and yet we are wretched within it. That is why if you are listening to Radio Biafra, if you consider yourself a Biafran, you must do what we do on Radio Biafra. We do not quit. We continue. The editorial board of Radio Biafra, by inference, the directorate of the indigenous people of Biafra, we don't stop until we succeed at what we are doing. We are going back to our embassy in Spain on the 11th of this very month because people made it possible. People had sleepless nights to ensure that Biafra has a mission in Catalonia, that we have a place we call our own in Catalonia. It's not by mere wishful thinking. If you don't know how to do it where you are, you go and ask those that have succeeded in doing it. How did you manage to do yours so that you may copy from them and do what is right before God and before man? This is Radio Biafra. This is your radio station. I must proceed, therefore, to the presentation of our news headlines this morning and accompanying news summary. As I have said before, if you're joining us for the very first time, if you're not accustomed to the ways by which we do things here, our lines will soon open. When it does open, the number to call will remain +44208133 9976. I thank Uchemefa for last night. I wasn't able to present the program because I was traveling back all the way from Amsterdam back to the United Kingdom. The number is +44208133 9976. We are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Barrister Mamezu should come to me via +44208133 9976 and not the usual line which he normally would come to me from or through. I welcome you once again, and I will continue to keep urging you to tweet if you have not tweeted. We want to stop the Malaysian police from killing our beloved people in Malaysia. If they find anyone who has committed any crime or breached any of their laws, that very person should be prosecuted. We don't condone evil here. We do not condone evil. What we are not going to accept is the indiscriminate wholesale slaughter of our people, also in Malaysia. Of course, Nigeria gave them the permission to do so because we are being killed indiscriminately in the zoo, and nobody gives a damn. That is why they think they can kill us in Malaysia and nobody will give a damn. That is why we must do what is right. We must keep supporting them. We must keep exposing the evils of the Malaysian authorities until they stop. They must stop what they're doing. This is Radio Biafra. We'll proceed, therefore, to go and present our news headlines this very fine morning and accompanying news summary. We are reporting today that Hausa, Fulani, Islamic, these are the people being supported by Rochas Okorocha. These are Rochas Okorocha's people because only 2 days ago, Atiku Abubakar even visited Okorocha, his own cousin in Imo State. And through Okorocha, a lot of people from Imo State are converting to Islam. I understand there is a lady that runs around all the time. I don't think her brain is actually correct. She claims, I will mention her name. By this evening, if I get confirmation, I will mention her name. She used to run around saying she is Biafra. She wants Biafra to be remembered, to be memorized, the memory of our people to be remembered. Yesterday, I'm being told by somebody that this lady is contemplating converting to Islam. She's from Imo State, from Rochas Okorocha's village. That is what they're doing. I told you before that all these people, they will be found out one after the other. All of them pleading with us to go and reconcile with Bilie Human Rights Initiative formed by Rochas Okorocha, registered as a Nigerian movement, but answering Biafra in order to deceive all of you who are very gullible. Yesterday, she's a Biafran, a very strong Biafran, I thought. And who could have been my secretary at one point is now telling us that she wants to convert to Islam. Can you believe that? An Igbo woman. Amazing. That is what Rochas Okorocha is doing in your lives. I don't know why some of you are allowing that Islamic spell to catch you. I don't know why some of you... Is it because you admire them so much they are killing? You have killing in you and you want to start killing like them? You want to be to lust after blood like them? Is that the reason why some of you are contemplating doing it? Especially in Imo State, where Barrister comes from. What is going on that some of you even had the effrontery to go and claim you are fighting for Biafra when indeed you are fighting for APC Boko Haram, using an acronym that has no resemblance or has no meaning in as much as we are concerned. This is Radio Biafra. Hausa, Fulani, Islamic terrorist Boko Haram finally overruns Bama. They have taken it over, being reported by every major network in the world that Bama has fallen. Where is the so-called Nigerian troops? Nigeria is strong. We cannot fight them. They have a armored car. Where is it now? We cannot see any of them. Do you know that Nigerian jets went into the air and they started bombing their own soldiers? Do you know that? They say Nigeria, the two few tornadoes that British gave them, always the British. Then they took to the air and they started bombing their own people. Only in the zoo. They've run away again, always to Cameroon, the safe haven of Nigerian soldiers. They have run once again to Cameroon. Did they not say that the chief of army general staff, that rubbish name they call those monkeys from the zoo, they say he is in Borno to take charge of the operation, Kenneth Minima. He is there. He's the chief of COAS, chaos more or less, COAS. Chief of army staff is there. And the high command to take charge of the operation. Maybe he has run to Cameroon as well, like his troops. Mad people, ill motivated. They are running away against an Islamic ragtag army. Let them wait until they meet Biafrans. They will see what war is really like. Because Biafra must come through war. We have to fight to get Biafra. I don't believe in peacefully negotiated Biafra. When the time for peace comes, if that is the only way forward, I will resign my commission. I will stop doing what I'm doing and go back and sleep and spend some time with my beautiful wife. I will post her picture so that you will all see it. What I have abandoned to come and serve Biafra. And ask how many of you can do what I have done. Not very many people. When the time comes for this peaceful rubbish, I will abandon it for those who believe in peace to go and get it. As for me, in as I'm concerned, Biafra will come through war. Biafra will come through war. You may not like it, but that is the way we prefer it. Because this nonsense has gone on for too long. They are killing our people. Are they not making war against us by killing our people? When they burn Catholic churches and kill our people in it, are they not making war against us? When they go, we are coming back from market and they abduct us in Lagos and deport us, some of us dead. Are they not making war against us? When they come and knock down our shops, when they come and destroy our businesses, are they not making war against us? When they come and burn down our houses, when they kidnap our daughters and forcibly convert them to Islam, are they not making war against us? What are we not talking about? Are they not making war against us? Because we've been very docile. Being very, very quiet, that is why people, every idiot comes around and messes around with Biafrans. Every fool, you come around and you think that you can take Igbo people for a ride. Everybody, to the extent whereby Abba has been neglected by somebody who claims he's a governor, who comes out to speak every blessed day, Abba is decaying. Abba has decayed, not even decaying. because every fool thinks they can take us for a ride. What can they do? Even Amechi said it. You people don't stone us. We steal your money. You do nothing. That is the governor of River State telling ordinary people, you don't do anything to us, so we continue stealing your money. That rubbish has to come to an end. We say all the things that the world may hear. It wouldn't come to them as a surprise. We are not warmongers. We are not killers. We don't intend to kill anybody. But if Biafra doesn't come, everything in it dies. Everybody in the zoo will be chased on the street. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Once again, we ask you continually to welcome other people as well. You must tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. And you will tell them that the number with which they can get us when our lines open will remain +44 208 133 9976 +44 208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. House of Fallen Islamic Terrorists Boko Haram finally overruns Bama. We are reporting this morning high cases of deserters of Nigerian army against Boko Haram terrorists, dangerous for military and the zoo. Even the Nigerian Trade Union Congress are complaining. Everybody is complaining. The Nigerian army cannot fight for goodness. I wish we can reason. That army cannot fight. The people that fight in the army are Biafrans. They are the ones that went to Liberia, Ekomog. All these things are all Biafran sons. They will not fight against us. Therefore, the army of the zoo is no more. The infantry they used to get from the so-called Middle Belt, the Langtang people that used to join the infantry to fight us, they only came to fight us because the British were supporting them. Now the British will be foolish to support Boko, not Boko Haram, of course, to support the Nigerian army, because they themselves, the British, are under siege. England is under siege by ISIS. They are back and they are looking for a good time to strike. So England itself is looking to save, you know, him or herself, however you wish to put it. Talk less of coming to dabble into the affairs of people that eat gold and granite. Can you imagine a life with this? Let us say that we live and we die. Of course, everybody's going to, every living thing dies anyway, eventually. You die, the day you die, you go to go and see God or to see Lucifer. And the Ekwensu will ask you, who actually is your leader back home? You say it is those that drink blood and drink milk. People from the desert. They are Awasan and the Fulani. They are your leaders. When you look at Atiku Abubakar, Ibrahim Babangida, Abdusalami Abubakar Babangida, these are very filthy, dirty people that had nothing before. The British made it possible to, for them to acquire the few thinking faculties that they possess. They are the ones ruling you. They are the ones in charge of your life. People that drink the blood of, they don't even eat meat before. It's the blood of the cattle that they eat, that they drink, and the milk. And they are your leaders. People that came all the way from Mali, they are the more Moorish people. They are not indigenous even to the zoo. The only people who are original are Hausa people. The rest are recent migrants, Fulani people. They are the ones ruling you. And you're proud to say, I am a Nigerian. Have you seen what they do to people that present Nigerian passport at the airport? If you want to have fun with your friends, go to the airport and mistakenly tender a Nigerian passport. Just stand somewhere and watch what will happen. They start pressing button everywhere. Even those who are asleep, they wake them up. Now we have seen a green passport. Green passport is here. Green passport is here. Everybody becomes an alert. Everybody, including the woman selling tea, even the cleaner, everybody stands to attention. They have seen a green passport. That is the fate you are suffering because you are in the zoo, because you are a monkey, because anybody answering to a Nigerian is the creation of Frederick Lugard. In other words, Frederick Lugard is your God. Frederick Lugard is your God. You must repent. You must change. High case of deserters. Nigerian army against Boko Haram terrorists. Dangerous for the military. Nigeria has no military. Give us the resources we need to buy the weapons we need. We destroy the zoo completely. Now is the time to take them apart. Now is the time to do it. Delay is very dangerous. Hand over Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram sponsors to ICC. APC tells Jonathan to hand over to ICC. That means you need to hand over Tinubu. Hand over Buhari. You hand over Babangida. You hand over Atiku Abubakar. You hand over the Sultan of Sokoto. If you do all these things, there will be peace and quiet. But we want what is happening to continue, please. That is the shortest way for us to get Biafra. Peter Obi says he's mobilizing Igbos in the diaspora for President Jonathan 2015. He denies Ayin Anyim's job. That is what they do at the World Igbo Congress Coalition. I said it before that is why I hate the word Igbo. Because the people are very, very foolish. This idiot went to another place they call World Igbo Congress. Do you know what they do there? They go there to go and pick up those that they will send money to buy houses for them in America. The money that they're looting, the laundering of money, they go to what World Igbo Congress serves to deplete the resources coming from Igbo land. Their job is to make sure that politicians go and find the middle agents through them, through which they will siphon our money away from Biafra land, from away from Igbo land, to go to America to buy houses. They will come back and tell you, oh, I and Achikota Igbo, them Igbo come together. These are vagabonds and vermins you have answering World Igbo Congress, my fruit. Mad people. That is where they go to go and lobby. That gets money from the Nigerian government. They remind me of another group of people. All these people, all these men and women, all these men and women that are the reason why, they remain the reason why this bondage, this cloud of darkness, this era of hopelessness, this reign of destitution continues to pervade in our lives. They are the reason why. Sometimes I don't blame Hausa Fulani men. They only kill us. These are the reason. These are the people that make it possible for Hausa Fulani to kill us. The likes of Peter Obi. Those that go to World Igbo Congress. Chineke Gabonhoku Notu Notu. They will perish, all of them, one after the other. And with them, their families. They should watch and see. They will perish. They don't know how upset we are. People think we're on radio. We are just talking. Very soon, we shall descend upon them. They will know that Boko Haram is a child's play. We've made it very clear. The zoo is going to be worse than Somalia. It's a promise. It's a pledge. It's an oath we have taken. The zoo must be reduced to nothing. They think that I am bad. They should wait to see what comes behind me. The men and women behind me are worse than me. I tell you, they are worse. Far more impatient than I am. Worse than me. We continue. Biafra Zionist Federation threatens to drag Inspector General of Police to ICJ over prolonged detention of members. We've been threatening, including myself. We threaten all the time. We threaten to eat in the morning. We threaten to eat in the afternoon. Yet there is no food. We threaten that if there's no light, something will happen. Yet there is no light. We should stop threatening and go into action. That is the only thing the zoo understands. Guns and death. If you want us to, which we are working very hard to do anyway, if you want Onwuka to come out with the rest, we have to engage the zoo militarily. That is the only language they understand. Anything else is hogwash. Rubbish. We are wasting our time. I commend the army, the volunteers we have right now, for their diligence, for their steadfastness. They have been waiting for me. They must remain in camp and they must continue to wait until I return to see them. They must continue to wait. What we are asking for is gathering momentum. The arms they ask for, we shall provide for them. The support they are looking for, we shall give them. We shall give them. People must understand this, that we are without fear before our enemies. Heaven knows I don't entertain any iota of fear in what I do for my country. I don't expect any member of the editorial board to do the same. I don't expect the directorate to do the same. I expect each and every person listening to Radio Biafra, everybody who is a citizen of Biafra, who identifies as a Biafran where they are, but collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, must understand this. You will remain without fear in the presence of your enemies, regardless of the effect on you or the consequences. Because we must be honorable. There has to be some semblance of honor in what we do. Or else we are just like the other monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria. We hope that all of you tweeted yesterday. If you haven't tweeted, you must continue to tweet today to make up for your lack of tweet yesterday. Every Tuesday is Tweet Tuesday. Next week, we find another theme upon which to tweet for or against, as the case may be. We must continue to do what is right. Hard work is the key. Hard work. Aniga Anwaro is not just saying Biafra, 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 Biafra. You must work hard for it. It just doesn't fall from heaven. You work hard for it. And I thank those of you, two or three people, who thought it necessary to support us, which is always very welcome, because the work we are doing is very, very expensive. Very, very expensive. People must continue to support this very fine effort we are making. We acknowledge the family all over the world and what you're doing to support this very effort. We want individuals to do the same on a regular, consistent basis. If we were doing that all this while, there would be no need for defense fund. We just dip hands into our coffers and buy all the necessary ammunition and weapons we need in order to defend our land against encroaching Islam. Once again, I must thank the parliamentarians of Norway, the Norwegian people, for the support they have given to Biafra and for their public declaration that they will support our effort. We thank them and we thank the family in Norway as well. And across the entire Nordic countries where I will be returning to this weekend, I will be going to Stockholm in Sweden to go and preach this very gospel. I will also be in Malmo. I will preach this very gospel this very weekend as well in those two cities. Because that is what we've been asked to do. That is what we must do. At very great pain and great cost to some of us sometimes, the work of God must be done. We must preach his own gospel upon the face of this very earth. Now the news in greater detail. Fighter jets were pounding Bama, Borno State's second largest town last night, in a desperate bid to save it from Boko Haram insurgents. The vicious Islamist group that is fighting to create a caliphate in the northeast captured the city on Monday night, hoisting their flag there. The DHQ, that is Defense Headquarters, headed by Yoruba man, what do you expect in a ministry headed by Yoruba man? They are cowards, they cannot fight. They cannot inspire or motivate anybody to go into battle. All they do is to set up Pentecostal churches and defraud people. They are criminals. I have said it before. Anybody who goes to a church to kneel before a Yoruba pastor is a vagabond, is a child of Satan. It's impossible. They are cowardly. They are cowards. They cannot do anything. They use their media to brainwash everybody, to bamboozle all of you. That is the only place they are very good at. Media, media, media. Olukolade is in the media DHQ. If you see him, you think he's a fighting general. He is not. He's a press man. He's a journalist with army uniform. I told you people, anywhere you have a Yoruba man, you will get lies and deception and deceit. They said yesterday they have killed 45 insurgents, that everything is under control. In the evening, BBC, CNN, we are carrying it that Bama has fallen. Why are you lying to your people? This you, what is wrong with black African people, Seth? Why do you people want to lie to your own kind? You are lying to yourself. Eventually, the truth will come to the surface. Then why bother lying in the first place? You are winning the war against terrorism. They said it's in April. Everything will end. There is a new commander-in-chief for the bunk of rubbish. Even as a Megad, I will not employ Jonathan. If you look at him, you will know. If criminals look at Jonathan, they will head straight to your home. The man looks weak, decrepit, and imbecile. A millipede has more strength than Jonathan. He's more frightening than Jonathan. Jonathan the man is a complete and utter shambolic disgrace to the office of the president of any country. Look at the Yoruba man. Chief of, when you hear defense, you think they are human beings. Defense headquarters. On our bottom, defense headquarters. There's a Yoruba man in charge of them. They can't do anything. They are cowards. They are cowards to the core, cowards to the bone. They cannot do anything. They have overrun Bama. Boko Haram has hoisted their flag there. Bama has fallen. So what they're telling me is that there are no Christians in Bama, yes? No Igbo traders as usual, buying and selling. You know that's what we do. Buying, we buy, we sell, we sell, we buy. We are in Bama. If you have relatives in Bama, phone them and find out what may have become of them. Because I can assure you that most of them are already dead. Nigeria never took to the air before to bomb anybody until the British government supplied them with 3 tornado jets. We told you so. Now we are hearing of jets bombing somewhere. They are British pilots flying and bombing. They came to stop Biafra from coming and they have made a very vicious mistake. A very calculated. A calculated error on their part. They have made a very massive mistake. They should have allowed the zoo to crumble. Britain doesn't want, when you're God, you're playing God. Hey, I created these monkeys, these baboons, these orangs, these apes. They are there running about killing themselves. It is my creation. So the territorial integrity of the Nigeria must be protected. No, it is not. It is the territorial interest of Britain that must be protected. We were doing very well before you came. Everybody wants to preserve their creation. When Britain says we want Nigeria to be one, it's because they created the zoo in the first place. Who wants to see their creation crumble? That means that if the zoo crumbles, that the British approach to colonialism was flawed. That's what you're trying to tell them. And they don't want to hear that. I'm a Nigerian. I feel sorry for any idiot proudly identifying him or herself as a Nigerian. Mad people. We continue. The Nigerian army, they are deserting in large numbers. They are running away. They cannot fight. They are not equipped to fight. They are not designed to fight. They are not a fighting force. They are a group of people put together to terrorize the civilians. But you see, Boko Haram, they are not civilians. They have guns as well. Remember on the road, clear properly, park well, inner light, outside light, side light, front light, back light, everywhere, clear very well. Show me your engine oil. Show me your engine number. With Boko Haram, they are now running. Nigerian army. If you see them along Okigwe, Owerri Road, or you see them along Enugu, Port Harcourt Express Road, if you see the way they are dressed, frowning in the afternoon, some of them will have covering their faces, you know, in their helmet. You see them with their big guns pointing. An ordinary civilian riding bicycle with Mayungo at the back of it, Panwine. Clear, park properly, clear, or I shoot you, clear. Now they have seen people with guns and Nigerian soldiers are running from battle. They are running. Why? Because Boko Haram have guns. In other words, if you give guns to Biafrans as well, Nigerian army will run from Biafra land. Simple logic. Because Biafran fighters are the best that mankind has ever produced. Not my own saying, but the saying of the French deputy ambassador that came to Biafra land in 1968. He said, before I came to Biafra, I was told that Biafrans fought like heroes. But now I have come to Biafra, I can see that heroes fight like Biafra. If you understand English language very well, go and look at the meaning of what this man said. It means we are natural born fighters. We are not warmongers. We didn't go to war with anybody. We don't fight. But when you provoke us, we go into battle with you and you regret the day you were born. That is why the saying, people must understand, because we are very quiet doing our buying and selling, selling building materials, car spare parts, running about doing one thing or the other to try and survive, doesn't mean we are docile. The time has come for us to wake up, and that wake up is now, not tomorrow. Now, this very day, give us the weapons, you see what we will do. We continue. Trade Union Congress of the Zoo, TUC, has warned that increasing reported cases of deserters, that means Nigerian army soldiers running away from battle due to fear. Hausa cannot fight. They never fought in the first place. Britain helped them to win against Biafra. They cannot fight. They are not hardened fighters. They can never fight. Yoruba in the army. Yoruba is in the navy. If there is war going to come, if there is going to be a naval war, they apply to transfer to Air Force. If airplane is going to be used, they ask to transfer to the army. If there is going to be any war, they ask you to put them in the press room where journalists are writing. They can't fight. Yoruba cannot fight. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. So when people are talking about Nigerian army, you discount Yoruba first of all. Disregard them. Then face Hausa Fulani. No more Egyptian pilots to come. No more people from Niger or Chad to help them to fight. The people from Langtang area in Benue Plateau that helped them to fight before, Hausa Fulani cattlemen have killed all of them, ransacked their villages. Nobody to come to their rescue. That is why they are running away, because an ordinary dogonyaro eating or drinking Hausa man cannot fight a war. I tell you that. They can't fight. Never. Forget all those clear, pack very well, clear, pack well your money, inside light, your paper, your tinted glass, all those rubbish. No, it's because you are not armed. They are cowards. They use guns to terrorize unarmed people. Mad, insane people from the zoo. We continue our work this very fine morning. Former Borno State Governor Al-Modu Sheriff. This news this morning is quite fascinating. We'll continue with the previous one, in fact. Trade Union Congress of the Zoo has warned that increasing reported cases of deserters in the Nigerian army over lack of weapon to confront Boko Haram insurgency is a dangerous trend that can destroy the army. TUC, in a statement, also expressed concerns over insistent refusal by soldiers to take orders from their superiors in their fight against Boko Haram when they are deployed to the stronghold of the terrorist sect. Because TUC, they have, anyway, TUC, what do they know? Are they not the black people from Africa, Nigeria? What do you expect? TUC, indeed. My dear TUC delegator, they call themselves comrade. My dear comrades in TUC, in case you do not quite understand, will you go yourself go and fight and die for a country that is so corrupt? People fight and die for something that they believe in. Who believes in Nigeria? You, the TUC, you don't believe in Nigeria? Jonathan doesn't believe in Nigeria? Buhari doesn't believe in, nobody believe, everybody, people should stop lying and deceiving themselves. If you don't believe in Nigeria, why would I as a soldier go and die for something I don't believe in? The problem is not lack of weaponry. The problem is lack of conviction. There is no patriotism. All those idiots in World Igbo Congress saying, oh, we love Nigeria, Nigeria, we held it. There is ongoing recruitment into the Nigerian army for deployment to Boko Haram areas. Go and join them now. I thought you said you love your country. But do you know how many volunteers we have willing to die for Biafra tomorrow? That, now, this very second. No, you don't know. You say, you claim, you all of you saying, I love Nigeria, my country. I hail thee, Nigeria, I obey thee. I pledge to love Nigeria, my country. Yes, I agree with you. Now is the time to show your love for Nigeria. The troops are no longer fighting. They are running away from battle. Go and replace them. You see that you're not patriotic. You see that you don't even love the same Nigeria you claim. TUC, I'm telling the TUC to please go and fight war. Go and replace the soldiers. Replace them. We ourselves, we will fight for our country, Biafra. Anytime, any day, any second, we will do so. Are you prepared to do the same thing for Nigeria? The answer is no. Where are Buhari's children? Where are they? Where are the children of Abdul Salami Abubakar and Babangida? Have you heard of Mohammed Babangida at the front line fighting a war? Where are Abacha's children? These are all patriotic Nigerians. We agree, yes. Keze Bununo, where are you people? Why don't you go and recruit to fight war for your country? Why not? Because you don't love Nigeria, do you? You love Nigeria because you can steal, you can pillage, you can always come to Igbo land to marry a beautifully fair-skinned lady as your 16th wife if you want to. Access to little girls are there for you because everybody's impoverished. They're having kids so they can sell it to go and buy ordinary weave on. That is why you love Nigeria. A haven of poverty, of criminality. Every Nigerian is a criminal. Every Nigerian is a rogue. Once you stand up and say, I am a proud Nigerian, it means you are a criminal. And every government of the world should investigate you properly. You are a rogue. I'm a Nigerian and I'm proud. Who told you that? Go and fight now for your country. You are proud. The soldiers have run away. You go and replace them and fight for to save your country. No, you're in America, World Igbo Congress, stealing money, looking for how money can be brought out of the five states of Igbo land to bring to America to buy houses. And you call yourself a professor, a doctor, you're learned, an agenda from Igbo to campaign for Jonathan. You cannot campaign to clean Aba. You cannot campaign to bring in drainage in Aba. You cannot campaign to make the lives of little children better. You're campaigning that a governor should bring money to America to give you as the middle person. You start buying houses for them. We have all your names now. Don't you know that? People don't know what is going to happen. We have... anyway, when the time comes, we won't say much. Let's continue. Former Borno State Governor Ali Modu Sheri, former Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Zubikin Hejirike and others should face trial at the International Criminal Court if the opposition APC has its way. APC advised President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday to hand over the duo and others for alleged sponsorship of Boko Haram, the Fendi sect that is waging a war to establish an Islamic caliphate in some parts of the northern part of the Mohammedan Dizu itself. The haven of criminals and uncivilized people. That place is called Nigeria. The reason why they have put in Hejirika's name is to serve as a warning. Hejirika went to go and serve his so-called country. People don't hear. They don't listen. I told you, all of you, if people can listen to Radio Biafra, please. Go back to the old tapes. Anybody serving Nigeria, you are wasting your time. Or do you hear only the uncle your concubines or your whatever's children can only call you uncle, your girlfriend's children, uncle, not dad. You're not their father. There is nothing you do for Nigeria as a Biafran. There is nothing you do for Nigeria as an Igbo man, and Nigeria will be appreciative. It's impossible. Impossible. Look at Ihejirika. He was actually the only person who stopped the advance of Boko Haram. And the Sultan of Sokoto phoned Jonathan. Told Jonathan, remove Ihejirika. Ihejirika is stopping our Sunni campaign to Islamize everybody. Jonathan removed Ihejirika. Now people have the... I don't like the man myself. But to mention that Ihejirika is a sponsor or one of the sponsors of Boko Haram is annoying me, seriously. It's seriously annoying. It's an insult to us. And this is what the media does. The media preponderance, the fact of the matter that the media bias is weighted in favor of Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba people is making it possible for them to indict anybody they want to indict from where we come from. That is why you need to help us. I told them when I met them in Lagos a few years ago, Nigeria, this Nigeria, that. One day will affect you, and you come looking for us. It has happened to Stella Odua. It's not happening to Ihejirika. Ihejirika can never be. He's an Igbo man. He can never, ever sponsor Boko Haram. It is inconceivable. Inconceivable. So they better stop wasting their time. They better stop wasting their time. Ihejirika can never, ever support. It is not in our nature. If we want to go to war, we go to war. If you defeat us, we come back and we sit down. We don't believe in dabbling in terrorism. We don't do rubbish like that. There is no way. It's the same thing they were accusing George Bush that for sponsoring Al-Qaeda. They accuse the American CIA for sponsoring everybody else. The same nonsense they want to bring and tag against Ihejirika. They are mad. Ihejirika hasn't done anything wrong. Ihejirika is the only person, if you give him back the command of the army, he will go and stop Boko Haram. We know that for sure. Because he's a Biafran. Mad people. But Igbo people, as usual, looking for money here and there, they will not say anything. They leave it to Radio Biafra. When it happens, they will abandon everything to Radio Biafra to defend our people. They will not understand it from the beginning. Who are the ones now defending Ihejirika? It's only Radio Biafra. Who else is defending him? All those idiots running around him from World Igbo Congress saying we are Igbo, this Igbo Solidarity Movement. Oh, Ihejirika, keep going. We are with you all the way. Kebehano now. Where are they now? Fair weather friends. Where are they now? Are they defending Ihejirika the way we are? No, they cannot. They cannot because they are fair weather friends. We have seen them in the Biafra movement here. We weeded them out immediately. Rubbish people who cannot stay when the going gets tough. Only when things are good, they come. When the going gets tough, they disappear. Peter Obi, what can he do? Peter Obi is the murderer. He is the former criminal governor of Anambra State. Peter Obi reminds me, in fact, it was through Peter Obi I knew how foolish Igbo people are. I never knew before. Peter Obi was the person that made it possible for me to appreciate the depth of stupidity of an average woman or woman for that matter. Peter Obi will come and take pictures of areas in other parts of the world, in Dubai, and put it on a newspaper and say this is a new housing scheme in Anambra. People will believe him. He will go and pay journalists 5,000 naira. They will give him an award as the chief Democrat of the year. People will say, yes, he's a Democrat. But Peter Obi never conducted one local government election throughout his reign in Anambra State. But somehow he's a Democrat. You know, you do see how the mind of people works. Somebody who was voted into power. There is a constitutional provision in the zoo that local government chairman must be elected as well. Peter Obi did not hold any elections, but they gave him an award as the chief Democrat of the year. The sheer hypocrisy of black people. No, you know, sometimes, you know, God is miraculous. Do you know why we are suffering, black African people? Because we are evil. That is the only reason why we are suffering. Because when you see evil, you shut your eyes. That is why Africa is in a very severe mess. African people are very, very wicked and evil. Wicked and very, very evil. How can you give an award to a man that refused to hold local government elections? You call him a Democrat. Only in Africa. Everything is upside down. The same Peter Obi is now running around trying to campaign for Jonathan. He has a shopping mall in Abuja. This same Peter Obi is a governor, yes, and also a businessman and oil dealer. How did he go into oil? Not because he had a business relating to oil before he got into power. He used his power of incumbency to go and negotiate lucratively to float the Orient Oil with Emeka Anyaoku, who claims he's a Yoruba marrying idiot, who claims he's a diplomat. Emeka Anyaoku is a diplomat. He lives in Abuja and in Lagos. He's married to a Yoruba woman. What do you expect? They own Orient Oil. This same Orient Oil is there prospecting for oil in Aguleri land. Is that why Peter Obi went into power? They gave a cut to Jonathan as well. They are there to make money with Iberito. They drink... Oh my God, our people. Iberi Iberi Warrior. This is your so-called Democrat of the Year. His job has now changed. He is now touting for votes for Jonathan. Speaking in the USA on Saturday during the World Igbo Congress, as usual, useless collection of idiots. They cannot come to Owerri and do this World Igbo Congress. They can't come to Umuahia to do it. They cannot go to anywhere, not to Igwacha, not to Anioma. They cannot do any World Igbo Congress in Igbo land. They keep running all over the place. You are in Wisconsin doing World Igbo Congress. How many Americans hold meetings in Okwele? How many Americans do they do American Congress in Onitsha? How many American Congress have you seen in Oka? How many people from Mississippi, white Mississippi people, do you see at Enugu holding a conference? Only useless Igbo people. You are in America doing conference to improve Igbo lives. Are you not ashamed of yourselves? Next year, they gather again. Hopeless people. Do you see why I hate the word Igbo? It's not that it did anything to me. I have looked at the word Igbo, I-G-B-O. I am asking for what is good about it. Ohaneze ndi Igbo. World Igbo Congress. What comes out of these useless gatherings? Only how to eat money. Ohaneze ndi Igbo shut their eyes and took 5 billion naira bribe from Jonathan to turn a blind eye against the killing of their own people. And today the Igbo elite. And it's Izugari. Igbo elite, my food. Mad people. They should wait for what is coming at them. They don't know. We want everything to be destroyed. Everything to come down. Let those who are alive and living continue from where we stopped, to be honest with you. Our people are useless. Very, very useless. Useless today. Look at Abba. Look at the way Abba is. They are calling to your Jochendo. Look at Abba. People without shame. Go to Abba and see what Abba is like. Go to Ebonyi and see what it's like. And look at backwardness. These are Igbo. If these are your leaders, then I don't want to be part of you. Igbo leaders, my foot. Mad people. He went to World Igbo Congress where they steal, as usual. Ndushi. Biafra Zionist Federation threatens to drag Inspector General of Police, ICJ, over. You don't drag anybody to court, my friend. Guns and they are released. There's no need to waste my time reading such a news. It's threatening to do it and stop threatening. Threatening what? Who are you threatening? And the Queen has Hanak or Inhouse. Threatening to. What is threatening to? Our people are there languishing in jail saying you're threatening to. Join us and we go to war, if at all. Of course, our men are there waiting and ready. Upon my return, then we shall know. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. That was the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the third day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately a minute past 8 a.m. here in the United Kingdom. We welcome you wherever you are. We are transmitting live and we are also direct. And our lines are open. Once again, +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. That is our number. If you call it, you will be able to get through to us. And also, our Skype line is open, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Any of them that you call, we should and must be able to take your call. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. We are coming to you. We are live and we are also direct from this part of the world. And this is Radio Biafra. I wasn't opportune to present Radio Biafra last night because I was traveling. We have now arrived and we are continuing with our work this very morning. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We are here to do one very simple work, one very simple job. That job is to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That job is to seek the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Let us then, therefore, go to the line, if we can get the caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. You are the first caller this very day, please. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Director, my name is Ihukumre Longinuse Kagusa.
Thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba? Are you people still alive in Aba? As in Aba Neru, the Aba has decayed, completely decayed and abandoned.
Director, we are lucky an outbreak, any cholera or any bad virus disease have not broken out from here. We are very, very lucky, sir. We have been saved by God.
My goodness.
It has so gotten, it has gotten bad that the mouth cannot speak again. Only eyes can see.
Oh my goodness.
Even those of them at Ariaria, when it rains, people are very afraid because from the way the water is moving, if you don't take time, the flood will take you up and you are gone for it. So whenever it started raining, people will lock up their shops and start running away from Ariaria.
Are you serious?
That's how bad it is. Yeah, I'm serious, sir. Why should I be talking? I'm telling you, because I have a junior brother that goes to the market every day. What he brings. All right, when it rains now, we'll get a picture, and I think we'll get some picture for you people. For everybody to see. So, Director, please, I called for you this morning, and I'm happy to do so because of the broadcast. This morning, you have been so wonderful that it's like I don't know how to praise you this morning. I so much enjoyed the broadcast. That's why I started calling almost right away.
Yes.
You are a very good man, and I think our Lord Chukwu Abiyama is using you to talk to our people. Especially when you talked about the zoo, about people who think that pledging to Nigeria to be my country. What did they say about their national anthem? I don't know. All these, sorry, Director, let me put it this way. All these people that think that they love Nigeria, especially those ones that say they are Igbo, what in America? What do they say they are in America? Igbo Day or Igbo Union people, I don't know. Now is the opportunity to come back and help their country, since they so much love their country. Since that means running away, they should come. The ISIS, even people from British, from America, even Israel, people come back to help their own people, to help their own fighters now. They should come back and come and take over the fighting. If they so much love a decaying country, a country that is so useless that it doesn't even recognize its citizens, anymore. Come to Aba and see what is happening. The military, all they do now, some time ago, they bombed somebody Keke Napepe. Somebody that using that, anybody, we presume here that anybody that is riding that Keke Napepe is his last resort to help his family. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that are using that Keke Napepe are very old men that don't have no choice anymore to feed their family. So they use that thing to get one or two cups of garri for their families and send their little ones to school. You will see an Hausa boy come to burn that thing for no reason.
Yes, of course.
And most of the time they will use their pocket knives to open up the tires and to open up the tires, the three tires of the Keke, beating them up like. It's too bad. The worst of it all is that when you start talking to our people, because maybe they had opportunity to travel out. You are in London, you are in America, well, this and that, you come and dress like a stupid man, and when somebody tries to talk sense into you, you say, Nigeria is that, how can you even talk about Nigeria? Nigeria is one. Director, just like you said, they are all criminals. Anybody talking about one Nigeria is a rogue. It's a complete rogue, and I agree with you. And this morning has been, in fact, your broadcast this morning have touched me so bad that I want to thank you very much and even thank the Chukwu Abiyama that used you, that brought you in particular to start doing this job. I know that one day so long as we are on this track, Director, but Biafra we have already gotten Biafra. The most important thing is that we have started on the track, and if it is about 1 million days, if we have 1 million years to get Biafra, then since we have started on this track, we are reducing it in one by one.
It will not be 1 million years, my dear brother. Okay, with whom?
No, I'm assuming. So I want to reach to people. I want to connect that. I want to make them understand. Those that are still that still have doubts in them. I want to tell them that since we have started on this, so long as you are working on something, you must get the result. It's just like going to the farm. When you plant your yam, you first of all dig the ground. You plant the yam. You cover up one by day by day. You're going to the farm to weed and all that. One day you go back to harvest. That's what we started. One day it's simply coming. We have already gotten it. So people should start fooling themselves about these guys are kidding. Biafra is already at hand. Nigeria is the self-destroying already. I doubted this news today until I saw it on BBC. That yesterday we thought they said they have shot about 70 Boko Haram.
They are lying. They are lying.
The next moment, BBC is reporting that the army has fled from Burma. So the country is already, since those guys are, we see ourselves that should have started covering our territories and defending our territories here. We are the ones wasting time. And tomorrow you see them, if we had known what? It's now we are telling everybody now. This is what is going on. Come and help. Let us defend our territory and take our land and take our country with us. Nigeria is already self-destructed. Some time ago, I'm sorry to mention this, director, but some time ago I saw a flag of Oduduwa something I saw this post about Biafra Oduduwa flag on there. Yes. So I don't know how serious they are.
Of course, they're not serious. Don't believe them. They took our flag and turned it upside down. The Yoruba Ndoshi. They are not doing anything. Don't even bet your house on it that Yoruba will do something. These are a bunch of cowards. Who are Yoruba people? Do they have the strength or the might or the courage of their conviction to go out to declare a free state? They cannot. They are leeches. Imagine who leech. Etu. You know what a leech is? A leech that sucks blood. Etu can have. They cannot do anything, my dear brother. Don't even give heed to them, Yoruba. Yoruba is useless. Thank you very much for calling us. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to do our work and do it. I believe that the very distinguished, the very eminent, and the very barrister himself, Mr. Members, has joined us on the line, I presume, but there is a caller we have on the line. Before I go to the barrister himself, this caller, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. After that, I shall go to the barrister because I intend to spend some time with him.
Hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother, please, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Ugochukwu Nwajago. I am calling from China.
From China, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, director, thank you very much. Director, I just want to be very brief, but I have so many things to say, but I think I cannot say all now because I am so tensed with the rubbish happening in our homeland. And I want to please say, I listened to you this morning. You were so angry. We are trying to burst out. And I want to say, director, please calm down. We love your anger and we love what you are doing, the way you are following it. But I think today you are so angry and we want to plead with you to take time and mind and control yourself. We are all into this mess, into this shit, and it is going to be over very soon, director.
Thank you. I hope so.
Okay. So I thank you, and we in China, we are waiting earnestly for your coming, and we are making the preparations, and we believe that everything will go well on your arrival. Thank you very much.
Continue. I will come there. Thank you very much. I will come to that very place. I will travel to Indonesia. From there, I will go to Malaysia. From Malaysia to China, and from China to Japan, if they are ready. If not, I shall head to Mexico. And the very engineer himself, Engineer Rania, will join me in Mexico as we'll preach this very fine gospel. That's why I love the engineer himself. He leads from the front. I will not come to that very territory without him accompanying me. We shall go to Mexico together, Engineer Rania. If you're listening, we will go there together. This is Radio Biafra. We are preaching this very fine gospel today. And I am delighted. I'm humbled. I'm glad to say that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezi, has joined me. Barrister said he will never quit. Barrister said he will be before me, behind me, by my side, both sides, only one person, so also young one, in front, by the side, and also at the back, making sure that all is well with us. Only the barrister can divide himself into four places and still remain as one. Please, barrister, we welcome you. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning. Only me will stay at the back and the front at the same time.
Only one person, only one human being. Only the barrister can do that.
Director, that's a very good morning to making me laugh this morning.
Yeah,
good morning to you and welcome back, director. You will not kill me in this country.
Thank you.
Director himself. Thank you for the analysis and description of the news, director. I don't wish to start with laughter, you see.
Only one person can do. Only one single human being. Not only one person. Only the barrister.
Yes. Director, let me go to HGCast News.
Yes.
Good morning, fellow Biafras. Director has distracted my attention from greeting all of you wherever you are. I don't usually start with laughter. But the director is he's the only one who can pull me up and down. I thank all of you. And of course, today is Wednesday. Yesterday was a tweet day. And I tell you, director, yes, it's caught fire. A lot of people tweeted. I myself, I do not remove my hands on the desk. And of course, my followers, they hit it on. And I'm sure we made a record yesterday. And that should carry on. Even sent out some tweet handles so that those who are not even sure of how to do it should follow from there. Because here on Radio Biafra, we have people that do things and do it very well. All aspects of life, we have them here on Radio Biafra. Director, once again, welcome back from your journey. We are always here and we'll always be here. Fellow Biafrans, please do your best and do all you could to assist, because when you hear stories of what is happening in the zoo and how we have been marginalized, killed, neglected, how we've been frowned upon and looked down upon, is a disgrace. Those who are doing Igbo Congress and not the rest of Congress, they cannot do it at home. Director, as you are rightly saying, they will not campaign to fix things at home. Stupidly, they go where it is already done, where the place is already furnished. They could not do it themselves. They could not arrange to fix their homes. They could not do it in their villages. Where there is light, that is where you see them. They organize their meetings. Shame on all of you. But we promise you that one day, Biafra will be like all those places you visit, even far more better. And then you would like to come home, and the tax will place on you to contribute and to bring about all those money you've been spending abroad. It's a big shame. But of course, all of us will not be the same. All of us will not be like you. All of us will not overlook our beloved homeland, our towns and villages. We will not run away from where we belong to. And we will ensure that that Biafra land, that kingdom that Chukwu Abama created, must shine. Even if we are very few of us, we will ensure with us and our friends and those who support us, we will organize and fix Biafra land. All of you will come home one day. If you don't want to, die wherever you are and be buried wherever you are. But we promise you, Biafra will be okay. Now, so let me go back to the HGCast case and those who are accusing him of sponsoring Boko Haram. Director, it's nothing but reverse psychology. Last week, HGCast called one Malam and said he is a sponsor of Boko Haram. You read it here on Radio Biafra. Now, they turn it around. In order to reverse the psychology on Hejirika, they placed him on the same footing. It's nothing but rather than what is called reverse psychology. Nothing. Hejirika is a Biafran, but that is the way it is. It's a reverse psychology. There's nothing to it at all. Jets bombing those in Burma. What did they bomb? Director, remember, 3 weeks ago, when this news came and the tornadoes and all the three jets sent by Britain in the zoo, we said that this particular airplane will be used to bomb Biafran soldiers, not Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. It will be used to reduce the number of Biafran soldiers in Nigerian military. Nothing else. Any move they make, we will analyze it. We project it. We tell them where they are going before they land. The reason for the tornadoes is nothing but to kill Biafrans serving in the Zulu soldier. Because those ones have already said, once we are ready, they will support us. And the British, of course, they think like us. They know what we know. That's why it has never been very good with us and them. And Nabashonye Maheama, he touches. He said, because you know what I know, you cannot marry my daughter. That is the case. When somebody know what you know, two of you can never sit on the same airplane. They say two captains can never pilot a ship. It's always the case. Airplanes there, it's not for Boko Haram. No, they are not killing them. They are killing Biafrans. I was asked this morning, what was the reason for taking the airplane in the north? The short answer is to kill Biafran soldiers. Even World News this morning, BBC, saying that they are killing non-Muslims. I don't know why Britain cannot say Christian, because they are ashamed of what they brought to us. They would never say Christians. They are killing non-Muslims. Who gave us Christianity? You are ashamed to mention it. We are Biafrans, existing before you came. You are ashamed to mention the name Biafra. But Biafra will come. Come what may. You can never stop it. You can never stop what Tukwu Abiyama has already ordained. Yes, of course, you can kill a few of our people, as you have always done. But I tell you, when you plant 10 yam, all those little roots that are shooting up, you can never kill all of them. One or two will come out and carry on to germinate. Director, we are resilient and we will remain so. Biafra is a nation long existed. Biafra is a nation that is about to be restored. Nothing will ever stop it. Tukwu Abiyama has given us the courage, the fortitude to carry on, not to look back. Yes, we can lick our wounds, but we will never see, never shall Biafra exist again. Never, we can never say that, because Biafra is coming. We will restore it. That's why we talk on Radio Biafra every day. That is why we are gathering momentum, asking our people to make hay while the sun is shining. We've suffered a lot. We've suffered to a shameful level. Abba, Owerri, Ebonyi State, Akpabom State, Calabar State. A friend of mine went home to Calabar. He said, in fact, for the past 20 years, Calabar has never been developed up to today. And Calabar used to be the capital city of the zoo. He said Calabar has never developed. So there is no development in the Eastern region, in Biafra land, none. So, but our properties, whatever we have, our products, are being transferred to Kaduna, Sokoto, Ibadan, Lagos. Whilst few of our stupid individuals are happy to live in Lagos and help Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram and the Yorubas to develop their own cities that comes from my land. What a shame. But Director, as I said, we will not give up. And that is why we are here. Good morning.
That was from the very eminent barrister. Barrister, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us this morning once again. Always a pleasure, always a delight, always an honor and privilege to have you serve your country in the way that you do. We continue by going to the line once again. Our people are calling us. We must take their call. We are obligated to do so. The caller on the line, can you hear me on the phone? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Nandi.
Good morning.
You're welcome. My name is Chinedu Nwebu.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
I'm from Mahena in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London here.
From London. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
What I want to say is, in respect of last week, Uche broadcast.
Yes.
On people who deserted Wazirike and went to Colonel Achuzie.
Yes.
And Achuzie advised them to remove the name Sovereign.
From their
What I want, if Achuzie is listening on his cohorts, they should listen to this question. My question is, in Igbo land, in Biafra land and Igbo in precise. It is our custom that when a child, when somebody's father started a building, and in the process the man died or something happened to him, was unable to complete the building, his building. When his child comes up and want to construct a building, the elders will advise him to finish his father's project before his own.
That is correct.
My question to Akizie is this. Him with Odumegwu Ojukwu, our general, help this project Biafra. But after one thing or the other, they did not complete the project. We, the children, has come up age now and decide to resurrect what they started. What is the problem with Atuzie? If they are not convinced that they don't want to, they are not interested in having Biafra at that time, why did they start it? And himself went to the tunnel of the right of the corner. And now, he's speaking against the selection of Biafra by saying that Mossop should remove the name Sovereign and answer Biafra Federation, which means a Biafra in Nigeria, which is not possible. All those people who are against this our struggle now should ask themselves questions. Because in Otalebe's music, which he said, Itomiche, Matwogiche, they should not put anger into our hearts. Because what we are doing is the right thing, which they started and they were unable to complete it. We have come up now to say, let us complete this project. They should leave us alone. As you said, any person who doesn't want to help us, he should remain quiet and be on his own. But if you don't want to help us, and now you are putting problem on our head, be careful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well spoken. Well spoken. I couldn't have put it any better. And the analogy, the inference that you drew is spot on as well. When your father starts something and you come of age, the first thing you do is to complete your father's project before you go on to do anything new. They started this project. His Excellency started it. Achuzie served under him by His Excellency Amin Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu started it. And Achuzie served under him. Achuzie, in taking back Owerri, lost many lives. There was a very serious debate as to who was then to lead that very assault on Owerri. He emerged victorious. Ojukwu gave the commission to him. And quite frightfully so, he gallantly retook it, but at a very huge expense. Is he now telling me that all those deaths were in vain? That is the problem that I have with these people. I am consistent. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is consistent, so too is the directorate, and by extension, all the people of Biafra. I see no reason why we should countenance inconsistency. Never. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, what?
My name is Amechi Omako.
Amechi Omako.
I come from Anambra State.
Yes.
Dunukofia from Biafra land.
I know Dunukofia very well. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Coordinator, I want to thank you this morning. I listened to your broadcast this morning. I was so excited. And I was so happy. So, my own contribution is Biafra have already started already. We shall finally complete it. Sure. Whether Boko Haram wants or whether these people that call yourself Nigeria want, we are going to complete it.
Sure.
I'm going to support Biafra financially. I'm going to support Biafra physically.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. People are saying they will support us in every way possible, but I'm coming to Malaysia. When I come to Malaysia, I also hope to be able to see you when I get there. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. People are calling us this very morning, as we expect them to. After all, this is their radio station. This is the only thing you actually have as a Biafran. Anywhere in the world, you can say, my radio station, our radio station. Can you say that about anything else? No. This is the only thing you own as a people. You must be very, very proud of it. Very proud. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Ugochukwu Azubike.
Yes.
I'm Okititi in Anambra, Biafra land.
Okititi, Ndioma Kahabo, Okititi. I love it very well. I know Okititi very, very well. Your name is Azubike. Are you the son of the general?
No. But my uncle, my dad fought during the Biafran War.
Daddy, I don't expect anything less from such a name. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Director, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes.
First of all, I want to appreciate you so much for the work you have been doing and your crew members.
Please, thank Chukwu Abiyama. Thank Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible, not through any strength of ours. It's Chukwu Abiyama that should be praised.
Yeah, but we appreciate your work so far, so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and my appreciation goes to Barrister Imam Mezu, Chemefo, and a host of others. In essence, what I want to say is I want to tell our brothers here in Senegal, because during the time we've not been meeting, I've been hearing people calling on air, asking what is going on, and basically people from Dakar here. But now that we have resumed, I want to tell them, people have been coming up, we are coming up and doing, but I want to tell them I need that turn up that came during the day we did our rally, director.
Yes, I will tell you what happened. I will tell you, I was told that under the previous leadership that they became compromised, Nigeria went into them and gave them money. Is that correct? That they stopped holding meetings because Nigeria prevailed upon them. They said they are Biafrans, and having lost that very momentum after that, because in Senegal we recorded the highest turnout anywhere in the world on the 30th of May. Therefore, I am wondering, why is it that Senegal went back? The leadership came up with stupid excuses. They said, I said, why can't you hold meetings in your own houses? And they said, no, we got a revelation. That's the way I can put it. That the former leadership in Senegal became compromised. They became compromised, and it is something that is very, very sad. I do not want any of them to be part of this, our new arrangement. I don't want anybody from the old group of people that used to run Senegal to be part of what we are doing. They became compromised. They became fearful before their enemies. I am not afraid before my enemies. I expect every principal officer that serves under my command not to be afraid of his or her enemies. They became afraid. They allowed Senegal to dwindle and for Senegal to die, more or less, before it was resurrected by our dear sister, Brechukwu Nwobog. Therefore, I don't want any of the old guard to be part of what we're doing now. Is there a direct instruction, please? Direct.
Okay. Thank you very much, Director. It's on that platform that I want to call on all Biafrans, hardcore Biafrans here in Senegal to turn up, because we have started at Ernest and we are moving forward. And what I want to tell them is we need a huge turn up, just like what we have been having here before. We want them to be coming, but we don't want them to sit back at home and be complaining, so that what happened in the past will not repeat itself again. So we need them to turn up so that they can air their view, contribute with their idea, so that we can march forward. Because most of them just sit back at home and be complaining at this and that. If you are home, how can you contribute? How can you bring up ideas that will make Senegal get back on feet? That's my question to them. So, Director, with what you have just said, we have installed a new caretaker committee by the help of Ebele Chukwu Anebog, and we are marching forward. But I want to tell our people here in Senegal, let them not sit back at their comfort zone and be calling on air and don't want to come and contribute. What we need basically here is their ideas and contributions that can make us not make mistakes in what we're doing here. Hello, am I talking to you?
You are talking to me, not just to me, but to the rest of the world. Okay. So we are listening. You know me, I rarely interrupt people when they speak. I don't like doing that.
Why I'm calling now is I've been calling since a few days ago, but sometimes it happens to be difficult to get across. But what I'm calling now is to inform them that every Friday by 5 o'clock at Yengelen, we are having our meeting. And thank God, Chukwu Abiyama is on our side. People have been coming up. But I need a huge turnout. Because you see, if you see what happened a day before we did our rally, and on the rally day, you will know that we have a lot of Biafrans here in Senegal.
But because they have compromised. These are the people that say we are Biafra, 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 Biafra. As soon as Nigeria came with a bag of money, they all disappeared. These are the men telling me that they can raise a battalion to come with me on the ground to go and fight. They talk very good talk, but they cannot walk the walk. One simple thing, one bag of money from Nigerian government and the entire operation in Senegal goes to dust. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. I don't want any of the old guard. Anybody holding a position before in this very movement in Senegal should no longer be a part of it. No longer. If there's only five of you in Senegal who are diehard Biafrans, I'll work with you. If there's only six of you, you are part of the family. I don't want a multitude of people that will come at the slightest hint of pressure. They disappear. Can do our gog in Senegal. Very, very disgraceful. Very, very disgraceful. Ever since I got this information, I have been very, very furious. There was nothing wrong with the meeting in Senegal. It's just that the Nigerian government got to a few of them. They started talking rubbish. Talking nonsense. Telling me they cannot hold meetings anymore. What rubbish is that? Talking absolute people. Absolute people. And they tell me they are Biafrans.
I can assure you one thing. If you want to get hardcore Biafrans in Senegal, if you have 150 to 200 of them, I can tell you we don't have enough of them. Because we have hardcore Biafrans here. But what happened in the past is very discouraging. But I think since we've started now, what we need to do is to let them know that we have started. That's why I'm calling on here this morning to encourage them to turn out. Every Friday by 5 p.m. at is a popular place called Yengelen, just the next building to where we are having our meeting before the rally. And where we are having meeting now, it can accommodate about over 500,000 people. So the people should try and come up and join us in what we are doing. We have so many issues at hand to discuss. We need contributions from them because it's not a one-man thing. So I am calling now to encourage our brothers here, hardcore Biafrans, to be coming to our meeting so that we can forge ahead and get back to our normal stand before. Thank you and good morning, Director.
Thank you very much and good morning to you as well. This is Radio Biafra. We're making it very, very clear. We are not here to take any prisoners. We are making it abundantly clear to our people that it's either you're a Biafran or you're not. All these plastic make-believe Biafrans. One minute you are a Biafran, the next minute you are not. Because you saw a Nigerian diplomat running about a criminal with a bag of money. You abandoned your duty. You abandoned your position. You abandoned your obligation to the dead. 5.2 million here on the Mekodun. You come up again and you tell me you're a Biafran in Senegal. I want a complete overhaul of Senegal. Complete overhaul. Complete. Anybody holding a position before is immediately removed from what we are doing. Cannot be a part of this family. Nonsense. What type of rubbish is that? We are not going to accept or countenance this rubbish. We cannot have it. We cannot have it. Impossible. I believe that Ofoma is with me. Ofoma is a benefactor of ours, an administrator, the financier of Radio Biafra in more ways than one. Chukwu Ofoma from Canberra in Australia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, good morning. And people of Biafra, good morning, good evening, depending where you are in the world. Director, I just want to touch on few things. One of them is, I will start with Colonel Achizia. I was surprised to read, to hear what he said. And it brings to me that these guys are just doing a lip service, that they have sold their soul, they have bought their soul with money, and they don't have a conscience at all. They are the people that led our people to the war. And like the last previous caller said, that when a father didn't complete the building and the son came up and then he has to complete that building before he can start. I thought that he's more of an elderly person. Now we say, oh, my children, what you are doing, the cause you are fighting is a just cause. Continue what you are doing. And they are the so-called leader of this band, Council of Elders, that are going to get us Biafra. This is actually showing that...
Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We have tried to rectify the problem, and we have rectified it. We have rectified it. We are coming to you back again, live and direct. That this is Radio Biafra live transmission this very beautiful morning. What you hear, Queen Supurime, they cannot get at us. They, you try to disrupt our system. We have superior technology, and we shall come back. Our former was on the line. I will ask our former to please try and come back to me. Chukwud, your former, return to me. You were speaking before. I want you to conclude what you're saying. I want us to show people how relentless we are. We don't stop. We just cannot afford to stop. Regardless of the obstacle, we do not give in. We do not pack up. We continue relentlessly until we succeed. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please continue. This is Radio Biafra. We had a slight interruption for which we apologize for. 300 million that Jonathan paid people is working, but we are surpassing them. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chukwud Kokoko. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. You people are the ones that disappointed Biafrans all over the world. By making sure that the momentum died after the 30th of May, I am ashamed that Senegal that showed so much promise. People wonder why do I like Malaysia so much? Because despite the killing, despite the imprisonment, they keep coming out very strong. They never ever disappoint you. That's one thing about Malaysia. Never ever will they disappoint you. But our people, we are praising Senegal, saying people are doing very well. Oh, how many weeks ago, how many months you all crumbled? You all failed. Your country, all of you in Senegal, you all failed completely and woefully. Unacceptable, Tommy. Unacceptable.
Yes, director, you can say that because that's the device of work out of Taman also. I can't even. I want to tell you one thing. I'm happy for you. The expo you just gave us, the revelation, because me, I experienced it. I called, there's a day I called last month. I called, then it was my brother, my real brother, the same day with me, which is Uchumefo. I called him, I told him I have money I want to donate. He told me to go through my coordinator in Dakar. I told him that I don't know what's going on in Dakar anymore. He said I should find out. I said, okay, no problem. I went to the same market where our people are. I know we have called Biafrans, which is Ekuja, where we started our rally on 30th of May. I met those, I believe that happened. I told them, see, I want to, I don't know what's going on, I want to do my contribution. What they told me, if I don't know what to use the money to do, I should bring out the money and give them that they have progress to solve with the money.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
These are the same people that are telling us that they are Biafran. Hi, Ndi Igbo. Go ahead.
In a private saloon, I know the guy very well. I don't want to expose anybody. In a private saloon, I told him, see, I want, and I have come, they asked me to go, but I don't know how to. They told me, if I don't know what to use the money for, I should give them the money that they have proven to solve with the money. I was shocked.
You will give me the name of this person after this program. You will text it to me. I need the name of this very individual in Senegal. I need the name of the... That is why I don't want any of the old guard. None of them should come back to our meetings. None of them. Every officer, all the coordinators before the rally, I don't want to hear about them in our meetings again. If there are only two of you, we continue that way. I hate hypocrites. I hate people who cannot stand the heat. Senegal is trying to bring disgrace and shame to this very fine movement that will never happen. Please go ahead.
So that's what I left the place and I was shocked. I thank God. Okay, I will go to the meeting and we'll continue where we stop. I thank God we are back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. Everything we do here is entirely consistent with what we believe in, our creed, our noble belief. That is the thing about our people. When I tell you to leave your Igbo mentality and adopt Biafra, people don't understand what I'm saying. If you come into Biafra with your Igbo attitude, you bring us bad luck and we'll fail. We need people who are consistent, people that understand what it takes to do freedom fighting, those that will go forth and do what is right before God and before man in search of their country. Our number, our lines are open. We had a slight disruption, but we are back, of course. +44208-133-9976. I repeat, +44208. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. I hear you.
Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Wujer Fadi. From Kunda Biafala, Kutebe. It's a walk.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, I can hear you. The world can hear you also. Please go ahead.
Is that what?
We can hear you. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Yeah,
go
ahead. I want to tell you that I'm hearing radio Biafra in Biafra land. And the land is registration now. But just a big boy. Stand by. I will stand ready. Let me have strong to that. We are ready to fight our enemy. Carry our guns and carry everything. Come today. Today we are ready. We met our meeting yesterday and open this number of the ball. This is MP in Biafra land. My name is Amefle. The who of Umefe Sabal in SPJ in Biafra land. I'm on danger. Those two people come home and we went out to walk and the practice. What yellow fool? And the other people are talking to my house now. And there are people who hear it from me. It's all over here. It's all over here. I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to have you. So, we are in danger. You people in this name, Biafra. We are free. But we are people here in Japan. We are in danger. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. They have heard it from you. People in Biafra land are in danger. People are suffering. There is so much pain. There is so much anguish. We want each and everybody, those of them who are still Biafrans, to come together, to join hands together. Not you do Biafra today as a way of reaching the Nigerian government or the diplomats. What the leadership did in Senegal is unpardonable, unforgivable. Now they will understand the way we operate here. They will know that one strike and you're out, and you're out for good. One strike and you're out. We don't believe in nonsense. Our people are dying at home. They are in serious pain. They are in serious jeopardy. Why is it that we do not and cannot appreciate the need to remain consistent, because consistency is key? I shall try to reconnect with our former, who is in Canberra in Australia, one of our principal supporters, our financier here on Radio Biafra. Without the likes of him, we would not be on air broadcasting today. He's a very fine man, a very genuine Biafran who doesn't give up. He does not give up. I call it the Malaysian spirit. Our people are indomitable in Malaysia, in China as well. Very, very resolute. Very, very strong. We do not fail. We must continue to do what we are doing, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. I will go to the line now. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, or form, I remain where you are. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
This is Ndokwoma.
Ndokwoma, you're welcome to the program. That was my Oslo. Host. Yes, from Oslo in Norway. That was my host. And also give me stockfish, of course. I must mention it. Go ahead.
I just want to use this opportunity to thank you for coming to Oslo. And thank God for taking you back safely. And we will welcome you back to Oslo.
Yes, I will come back to Oslo again. I will come back to Oslo, of course I will.
You will. I want to also thank Imam Mezu our Honorable Director, Anuche Mofo, Sister Brechuku and Ebogo. I'm the address of Radio Biafra Editorial Board.
Yes.
Without them, all these things will not be possible. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother.
God bless you.
And bless your family as well. Bless your wife and very beautiful children. May God bless all of you. All of you fine people of Norway. Those of you that came from the Nordic countries. And also Evangelist Lotachuku, our dear sister Elsie. All of you that made it possible for Biafra to today be resonating around the corridors of power in that very fine country. We thank each and every one of you. You have set a very fine example worthy of emulation, the same way that Nonso Ejirika in Barcelona, in Catalonia, did set a very fine example, which was copied also in Norway. The next time we are going back to Norway with the help of our brother, I am not at liberty to mention his name, we shall be able to overcome and also have a full diplomatic presence in Oslo, in Norway. I am now returning to the line to Chukwu, your former, who have steadfastly supported what we are doing, because they're very fine, Biafran. Please, your former, continue. Start from the beginning, please. Start from the beginning. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to, what I was talking about, Colonel Archers, I was just referring back to what one of the previous callers said, and it's in line with our tradition. When a father died, when a father was building a house and die, and the house is uncompleted, when the son grown up and want to build, he has to first complete where his father stopped. So yeah, that brings to the point. They lead us to the war, and a lot of people were killed. And today, the children of those that fought and died are grown up, and then they want to continue where their father left. Now, this is one of the leader, Colonel Archers, yeah. And it's advising the people to forget about Biafra. And that brings to me, I'm not confused, but a kind of exciting, because they have revealed actually their true color, because they never actually intend for anything Biafra. He's a member of this band, Spring Council of Elders of Bidia, that they are in court. So this is their plan. They don't have anything for Biafra. Those who are agitating.
So he's part of Bili as well, isn't it? Part of this.
Yeah, he is the second. And Okorocha.
Okorocha. He is the secretary of what they're doing at Bili Council.
Yes.
And he said he's asking us to drop the name Sovereign from.
Correct.
God in heaven.
It's like God is exposing them. They are just biting their tongue and things started falling out. Hidden agendas.
My goodness me.
So it's good. Now the world has seen from their own mouth. Nobody forced them. They said it out from their own mouth. So let people judge those who stay following them, thinking that there is a road. There is no road at end. It's dead end. If they had a vision, for over almost 50 years after the war, what have they done? Nothing. Until we started, a year plus ago?
Mm-hmm.
See how far we have gone. Now in a group where they want to come and stop us. Next to my topic is Ihejirika. It's a good example for those who prefer they want Nigeria. And they just want to drag him in. I know that the man didn't do anything. He never won. In what aspect will he be sponsoring Boko Haram? Where did he get the money from? Is Buhari, they want to divert their attention anywhere. And it's a good thing, because this is a sign of crumbling. The Nigerian army is crumbling. They don't have any army at all to fight for them, because the country is never a country. It's a country where those on top steal money, because they know they knew that the country has a limited time. So, who is going to fight for? Those that are grumbling for one Nigeria, they are the ones that are benefiting. So it's good that the army are deserting. And I will encourage our Biafrans in the army. Don't go and fight, just desert. If Cameroon is closer to you, jump into Cameroon. Save your life, because if you die, those that they were bombed there, who remember them? Nobody. That's it. Nobody is going to remember them. Even their children or wife or widow, nobody will remember it. The government doesn't even care. They don't even pay you your salary. Talk less of paying you allowance for the... So it's just a waste of time and a waste of energy, them being there. Let them go and destroy themselves. Nobody will stop Boko Haram. They should know that they cannot stop them. The earlier they realize it, better for them. They cannot stop those people. And they will accomplish their mission. Whether anybody like it or not. And for those Igbo, Northern Igbos, that will even be good for you. Because they will sacrifice your blood. And it's good for the country as well. Because we are heading to Biafra. The more they progress, the more Biafra is coming. And then we will use this opportunity. We are just wasting time, Director. I know it's not your fault, but we are wasting time. This is an opportunity. Nobody can stop us. Nobody.
Amazing.
Nobody can stop us. And the handwritten is on the wall. It's for those who are deceiving themselves. Oh, it's going to stop. It's going to stop. Nothing is stopping. They are full out. And if not because they are killing innocent people, honestly, Director, I admire them. I support them. But the only thing I hate about them is they're killing the innocent people. Their cause they are fighting is a just cause, just like ours. Because I research my mind, what are we doing? We are fighting a just cause.
Of course.
So does them. The only difference in them I don't like is killing the innocent people that did nothing to them. That's all.
Yes.
But what they are pursuing for, I support them 100%. Thank you very much, Director. Yeah, continue your good work.
Of course. Thank you very much.
And sorry, Director, one more thing. We are just, I don't know if there is.
Go ahead, Ofoma, go ahead. Can you hear me? Go ahead. Ofoma, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you. We are live. We are direct. And we have come to the end of the program this very morning. Please, I know people are calling us. We have come to the end of the program. You rejoin us again 7 p.m. tonight as well. That you have listened to our morning offering, our AM edition. People are calling us from all over the place. We please ask you to hold that very thought. I need Senegal to be focused upon like a laser beam. The Directorate of State, the coordinator of all coordinators, our new Africa rep with our own very sister, Eberechukwu Bog, will please focus on Senegal like a laser beam. I want genuine Biafrans to emerge to lead our effort in Senegal because it is important to us as well. A lot of our people are there. We are now able to separate the rubbish from the real authentic Biafrans. Therefore, we must give Senegal every support that we can muster. We thank you this morning for having listened. I'm sorry I can no longer take your calls, but in the evening, you are more than welcome to call us back again. We shall reconvene 7 p.m. the same time in Biafra and also here in the United Kingdom. Once again, wherever you are, this is Radio Biafra. And we thank you for being with us this morning. We have preached this very fine, wonderful gospel of Biafra, according to this very radio station. That is why to us Biafra will and must continue to remain a religion. Here on Radio Biafra, we shall continue to worship because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiama, will bless Biafra. I thank you very much once again. And from me here, good morning.
fair.